Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, good morning. Johnny's on his way. Something tells me he's doing his taxes.
Really? Is that what you think it's going
on? I do. Johnny lives in the moment, but just something tells me. I don't know why. He's just said he's running a little bit late, so we're going to just get going. He'll be here in just a minute.
But I have to admit,
what do you think he's doing?
I think he may have just overslept.
No, he's got like 8 alarms. No.
Really?
And he didn't like go out last night. I talked to him Saturday. We ran into each other, actually down on the City Deck. And he was, I said, what are you doing? And he says, I'm just watching the Masters all weekend. So not that that's like a drinking sport. So I don't know.
Anyway. Listen, any sport's a drinking sport if you want it to be.
or for John, yeah. Anyway, did you watch it?
I saw bits and pieces. Yeah. Very happy that, The gentleman who won. He's like number one in the world, right?
I think it was his second time winning, though, right?
Probably.
I didn't watch it. I mean, I'm at golf. Yeah, I guess golf. I will tell you this. I watched a little bit of it. But have you ever gone to like a golf, like the PGA or anything?
No, that would bore me.
Oh, it's awful. You got to be part mountain goat to go to that. And then I always pick the wrong guy to watch. You can only watch one. You can't watch, you know, all
right.
These players. So you pick a hole, you get there early, and then the guy, I don't know. It's just, I don't think that's a spectator sport. TV does a good job, though. They have a lot of camera angles, not a lot of commercials.
They definitely keep it going on. And I think that, you know, you talk about people who do sports play-by-play.
Oh, yeah.
To do golf is, right? You know, also, you know, the other thing,
you hit the ball.
Yeah. The other thing is, bowling is also kind of that way. Like to be a play-by-play commentator for bowling back in the day.
I mean, they're either going to get 8, 9, or 10, right? You know, I mean, that's just, nobody gets like 3.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah, but that Tiger Woods, I don't know how many he's played. I don't know how many years he's played. Here's Johnny. He really faded on Saturday. Like,
yeah.
He had a terrible game, so I don't know if it's his back or if it's whatever.
Well, you know, he's getting older, right?
Yeah.
He's done it all already.
Some of those guys, though, I mean, didn't they tee off? They had, like, I don't know, who are the famous, Jack Nicholson. Those guys all did the tee off to, like, start the game. So,
right.
Good morning, Mr. Mino. I'm going to dock you a half day's pay.
So $5.25.
Right, right. You're down $5 for a half day. Anyway, good morning. We were talking. I can't believe you were hung over from the Masters, because that's not really like I said you were doing.
That was the most boring thing ever.
Right?
That was the worst. Oh, my God.
Even when it's good, it's boring.
That was the most boring sporting event of all. That's my favorite thing. Remember I told you that's like my favorite thing is watching the Masters?
Yeah,
and the
Super Bowl. You said those are the two
Super Bowl,
when I saw you.
That was the worst professional golf tournament I've ever seen in my life. It was so boring.
Really? I didn't see it, but Tiger Woods golf, but then he did.
Oh, God, it was the worst tournament he's ever had in his life.
I know, that's what it said. I felt bad for him.
But there's no big names. I mean, God bless some, but it's like, man, what would be like Tiger and Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka? You know what I mean? It's like all these great. It was nobody. It was like, oh, my God, it was terrible.
Is that because all those guys are with the Saudis?
Well, no, they all play in the Masters.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
But whether they're in that or not, it's still not settled, right? That LIV and then
no,
the NBA, okay, yeah,
I know. I mean, that still fighting. Is what it is, but yeah. I don't know, that'll
money.
Ever get settled. Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
So it wasn't exciting,
no, it's terrible. And it was a beautiful day, man. I went for a long walk yesterday, like you can't believe.
Oh,
I walked all the way to the dollar store.
You know, they're in trouble, that those dollar stores. Are you reading?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, anyway, what did you pick up your
well, you know what? It's
wrapping
such a,
paper
it's a scam.
And scotch tape.
No, it's a scam.
What do you mean?
I know.
Wouldn't buy food there.
Well, they're not the slightest, but like I had to buy laundry soap.
That's okay. I would buy that. That's
$6. Why call it the dollar store for $6?
Wow.
Why not call it the $6 store?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I can. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, really? Why build yourself as that if you're not even close to that?
Yeah. Wow. That's, yeah, that's.
I'm going to open up a new bar and I'm going to call it the Dollar Beer Bar. How much is the beer? $6.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's a good walk for you. That's good.
It was great. It was 4,000 steps.
Yeah.
I got my pedometer.
Yeah. I was going to come and see you. I was going to call you
yesterday. What'd you bring me to eat?
Spaghetti.
Your stew is amazing.
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh. And those bars.
Yeah.
You didn't have to give me those bars.
I know.
I got fat just from eating your bars all weekend.
We have a contest. June 26th, we weigh in, and that's why I fed you those bars.
Oh, my gosh. Are they good?
And then I made some spaghetti. I brought some for you, too, Todd, and for Amanda. I kind of made a lot. So I went to my mom's yesterday to bring her some of those bars and then some spaghetti because she likes that.
Those are nice, like, 92-year-old woman's bars. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they just melt in your mouth.
And you're not going to break your teeth.
You're not going to break your teeth.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, so she has that in coffee. She actually eats that before we have lunch, which is okay because she can do what she wants. But then I was telling Todd, not far be it for me to brag, but I...
Can we put that on the t-shirt, Todd? We're going to do a t-shirt, all slogans that we... I want to put that on. Far be it for me to brag.
But I went there, I don't know, 10:30, and we had, you know, this bars and coffee and talking, then we had lunch. I drove home and I listened to my show, and it was... Con, I'll give him a lot of credit for that, our producer, but... It really kept moving. The music was good. The outtakes. I don't want to, like I said, it was my show, but that Lean Local, Rich Heidel was awesome. I mean, I just really, even when you ask the questions, you kind of listen, but then when you listen again, you really hear like, wow. You know what I mean? It was, for me, I just, as a listener, I enjoyed that. And then of course, Jeff Merkus was on. You didn't listen to it because you're watching the Masters or walking to the dollar store, but he talked about that new development and moving that, Heritage Hill thing. I pushed back on that. I'm like, there's a way to do that. Oh, no, there's not. Well, yeah, there is.
Where are they talking about?
He doesn't know. And I saw in the paper on Sunday, Eric said the same thing. But, you know, those developers, I mean, this guy is building these 268 luxury apartments.
And that's great, but can't
to
you
make
just,
money.
But, I mean, if you're a designer, can't you design, okay, this part you don't touch
right.
and build around it?
There's a lot of stuff you can do because that's not that much. That's not that much space.
You don't have to move it. Come on.
But if there's a better spot, I would support it. But I just don't think there is. One is that it's been there and people.
Well, geographically, you can't say there's a better spot because that's it. I mean,
well, that's it because you can see the north.
That's where it all began.
You can see the Bell and it all began. You can see the Press Gazette building. So it is central. That's going to be interesting. So that goes to the Redevelopment Authority. So we talked a little bit about that. We talked about some other things. Don't we have somebody coming on from downtown Green Bay, Jennifer?
Jenny's coming in. Yes.
Okay.
So she's in to talk about the trash bash.
Right. And that's where you pick up garbage in downtown, right?
Yep.
That's what it is?
Correct.
Yeah, I've done that. Anyway.
Which we've been volunteered for.
Yeah, we have. Whitney Park. So anyway, yeah, I had a great weekend. I'm still a little bit addicted to that show Suits. But I'm backing
off. Haven't you seen them all yet?
Oh no, John! It's like 9 seasons. It's like
was it really?
9 years.
I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah, and I just
season.
Yesterday, of course, it was Sunday, and I thought this is crazy. So I didn't watch it yesterday, but I took it in on Saturday. It was fun, and Milton's starting to get into it too. So
so
ran into John, right?
Friday?
No, Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay. I was with Milton. He actually. Like, went up to John. Right,
wow.
John?
Yeah.
He did.
Once. And he licked my hand.
He did.
And then he walked away and wouldn't come near me again.
And jump back in the car. But still, like, he's such a...
It's closest he's ever come to.
Yeah.
Because every other time, he just hides behind you. Mm-hmm. You ever notice that he goes right behind your legs?
He does. Yeah, he's not a watchdog, I'll tell
no,
you that.
No, he's not.
But it was... I thought that was great. Then he jumped in the car and then visited with you for a little while.
Boy, he likes riding in your car, though, doesn't he?
He does.
I mean, he's got his spot. He's comfortable there.
Yeah,
wow.
He does.
You've got quite the companion. I will say that.
I do. He's my friend.
You really and truly do.
And I think after 20 years in politics, like, was it Hoover or Roosevelt? Whoever said that, if you want a friend in politics, get a dog. That is a very true statement. So they're very loyal and they don't. Anyway. So that was fun. We had a great weekend. And
beautiful weekend. My gosh, yesterday was just unbelievable.
It was awesome.
Everybody was out in shorts. I was the only person walking around in, like, jeans. Everybody had shorts. I'm not going to wear shorts yet.
And Todd said he was doing some yard work, and my neighbors were...
Todd, do you have a house or an apartment?
Yeah, house.
We know nothing about Todd.
Somebody asked
us. We know nothing about Todd.
Tell us about Todd.
He's like that mystery guy.
They say, tell us about, you know, we've been working together for almost a year. Tell us about Todd. It's like, well, he gets to work at 5:30.
Yeah.
He has
does all the work.
He has black hair.
Prepares everything there is for us for every
typed
show.
Out on our desk. But
all
no.
the show prep.
We have no idea.
We have no idea anything about him.
No. And that's fine. You're a private guy. We'll respect that. But yeah,
hey, did you guys hear about Todd? No, what? Yeah. Mass murderer. He's been burying people in his backyard.
No, they interview the neighbor. I always thought there was something.
Somebody always waved.
Wasn't a problem, but wasn't a friend.
That'll be Todd. Kept up his yard nice.
Right.
So, yep. Happy Jackie Robinson Day, by the way.
Yes.
Which is incredible.
Right.
I still think one of the worst things in our nation's history, one of the worst things is the fact that Jackie Robinson was a World War II veteran. Okay? He wasn't sent overseas, I don't believe. But raised his right hand, served our country, and was still given the crap he was given. And I'm not trying to say that any black person or any race should be even, but it's just like, are you kidding me?
I know.
How can you look in the mirror? This person served his country.
Yeah.
And you're going to be that way as well? I mean, and again, not that even if he didn't serve his country, it's no excuse to be. That's horrible. I mean, our country to treat an American the way he was treated is horrific. One of the worst episodes of our nation's history, I believe.
We have a little bit of history of that. The Indians, I mean, I don't know.
Terrible.
Maybe at the time we thought we were doing the right thing, but in retrospect, we weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we were wondering why you were late. It is tax day today. You don't want to talk about that.
Today's tax day? Yeah. I don't know. I know a thing about taxes. I've never done taxes. I've never filled out a tax thing.
Really?
No, never, ever, 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 ever.
Wait till they catch up with you.
I'll be dead.
It's the interest is crazy.
Well, I'm going to do like the Pella Windows thing. I'm going to order, then I'm going to be dead within 3 years. I won't have to pay. Chris Stapleton, man. Chris Stapleton was on Saturday Night Live the other night. He's so good.
Yeah.
I love Chris Stapleton. Yeah. Don't you?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Oh,
I'd see
God,
it, but
he's unbelievable. Nice. Seth Rogen's birthday, Emma Watson, Jackie Robinson Day. It's laundry day. It's tax day.
It's Patriots Day today, too. It's Patriots Day today.
Is the Boston Marathon today?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know that then.
Yeah, it is. Okay. And I think the schools are closed.
In Boston?
Here.
Here? What?
No.
No.
I think so.
I mean, I'm going to run a marathon, but still.
But
you said it correctly.
You wouldn't miss school.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a good-looking Monday morning. It's beautiful out there. Yeah. 44 degrees in Oshkosh, 43 in Appleton, 41 in Green Bay, no wind. I thought yesterday was one of the most beautiful days you could ever ask for.
Yeah.
Don't you? I mean, it was just fantastic. Yeah. Just awesome.
All good stuff.
Yes. Yep. I literally didn't even want to watch the Masters. It's like, why am I sitting in here on such a beautiful day?
Right.
And somebody even put that in my face. I said, is this like the most boring match? And somebody said, why are you sitting inside on such a gorgeous day? Man, I got to tell you something I was thinking of, though.
Yes, yesterday?
Yeah. What we should have been doing?
While walking, boating. Exercising. Boating. Yeah, boating. That was a good day for boating.
We should have been boating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we need a boat first.
We should have been on the river.
Yeah, we should have got a boat. Yeah.
And I'm working on that.
Okay, you work. You continue to work on that.
Yeah, text here. Caitlin Clark was hilarious on Saturday Night Live. Yes, she was.
I did not see that, but I saw that. Was it? Yeah, yesterday. It was. Yeah, she
was great. She was awesome. She was outstanding.
That's tonight, right? The draft?
Yeah, you're right. 15th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Versus? So she'll go first round.
Well, she'll be first. There's not even a question about that. And I hope she tears it up. I hope she lights the WNBA. I just hope she sets it on fire. I agree.
Where's she going to go?
Indiana.
Okay.
Like I said, this works out great because her boyfriend works for the Indiana Pacers. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay, What do we got coming up today? Brittany Merlot, the weather week ahead. We haven't talked to Brittany in a long time.
I know.
She was out at the, I think, the eclipse last week, so that's why she was gone.
In Baltimore or wherever?
I'm not sure where she went.
Wow.
I believe that's true. I saw some pictures on her site, so we'll get her on and chat with her.
Okay. Jenny Van Langenberg from downtown Green Bay coming up, talking about Trash Bash, something we're going to be a part of this week, cleaning up downtown Green Bay.
That's this week? When?
Thursday.
I'll get the date for you guys.
Okay.
I'm gone this weekend, you know.
You're what?
I'm gone this weekend.
Where are you going?
It's my daughter's birthday.
Nashville?
No, New York.
Oh, okay.
She's nice. 28.
How much are you paying for a room?
Too much.
How much?
So I was talking to my brother-in-law, who's a little bit cheap.
Why have hotel rooms become so expensive?
I know.
What
but
happened
he,
in the world
so this is what he
that
said.
Hotel rooms it, became so expensive?
Yeah.
I remember staying at a Motel 6 when it wasn't much more than $6. And I'm not even kidding. Mm. I used to stay at Motel 6s all the time.
That was a long, long time ago.
Well, when I was like in college, when I was first getting out of college, and I traveled across the country.
That's crazy. $6, that's a coffee cost. Okay. Anyway, he was telling me, because his daughter lived in New York, to stay at this place 30 miles away. I'm like, would you rather spend the extra $200 than...
Well, 30 miles isn't that much. I mean, that's not that far.
Well, I don't know. That's
I mean, in New
crazy.
York, that's driving 6 blocks is 30 minutes.
Yeah, but I thought he said you can stay outside. I'm like, I'm not doing
Oh,
that.
I would do that in a heartbeat. Seriously? So how much are you paying for a hotel room?
John, I made a reservation. It was, yeah, all of that.
Wow. How much is parking?
And then it was, well, I'm not getting a car.
Are you renting a car?
Yeah, no, I'm not getting a car. I'm going to Uber it from the airport.
Those are the kind of things that just nail you when you stay in a city.
Yeah.
The taxes and the
Well, the taxes are high. And then you get to upgrade to the concierge floor. That's another $50.
Yeah,
so.
But that's cool. I told you I was on that one.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing that.
They give you a robe. What?
Yeah, it's.
Do you get to keep it, though?
No, I didn't think so. No,
God, did you keep it?
I didn't
maybe.
Think it was.
Okay.
Maybe I kept the robes, and maybe I keep scrubs when I stay in the hospital. But I'm not verifying anything like that. Have you taken anything from a hotel?
They sell that stuff.
I know, but have you ever taken it?
Well, this one hotel.
Todd?
I don't. Yeah. Well, besides everything, the shampoo.
Todd just
stuff.
Gave me a.
I don't think so.
I may have walked out like with a towel or two at one point. I mean, not because they're super great or anything.
Yeah.
But,
remember that,
you know,
yeah,
they're
that,
nice and fluffy.
Yeah, that comedian that came to the Carlton, he was, I forgot where he was staying at the whatever name. He goes, you know, in there. Because, God, I'd love that hotel here in Green Bay. You know, their pillows are so fluffy, I could hardly get my suitcase closed.
I like it.
Anyway, yeah, it's one of the openers, but it was funny. He's a funny guy. But
I've taken coffee cups. I know that sounds great, crazy, but sometimes there'll be a nice cup or a nice glass. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've done that. I'll be honest with you. I've taken coffee cups.
I don't. That's the last thing I need.
Okay,
because I collect those, so I got no.
You collect coffee cups,
mugs from the states I've been to.
Mm-hmm. I did not know this.
Yeah,
I learn every day.
Well, that's everybody collects.
What have you got from Michigan?
T-shirts, probably something from Lansing or Detroit. I don't know. I'd have to look. That was John. As over, what I went to all 50 states over.
You steal them though?
No, I bought them.
Oh,
I would
oh,
go
I'm
like,
sorry. Okay.
Jeez, John. Some of us pay for stuff.
All right.
But no, like I would went to Salt Lake City. I went to the Salt Palace, you know, and then I'd take the Mormon. I'd tour at the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. So I'd go to the gift store and buy a cup. So then when I look at these cups I have, it's like, oh, yeah.
Where do you, I didn't know some in your house.
No, they're not. My wife went, are you kidding?
Oh.
They're downstairs. No.
Okay.
No, she wouldn't let me.
Oh, we didn't make it downstairs.
No.
So you have four stories.
Yeah.
You have four stories.
Yeah. That's okay, that's enough. All right.
All right.
So what else did you do this
Four
weekend?
Stories. That must be nice to have four stories.
It's just...
I went down to the basement. It's nice.
In his house?
Yeah.
I got an exercise room there.
Why are you invited equipment. Down there?
He's got an exercise room in his basement that he never uses.
That's true. I never use it. I got to get rid of some
I did not know that.
He was giving tours. I got the entire tour.
Yeah, why did I get a tour?
I don't know. You're playing with my dog.
All right.
But it's a bigger...
I got a list one. Loofah soaps are the best from hotels. Carrie Ann said that.
What is it?
Loofah.
We always took the Neutrogena. So.
Don't you always feel like when you're in a hotel and there's like that nice soap, you feel like you're doing something classy.
Yeah.
I always feel classy when I stay in a hotel. It's like, this is how I should normally be,
yeah.
But I'm not.
Yeah. No, it's. But now they. Everybody...
What movie? I'm going to give you.
Oh,
I'm going to. No, listen
I
to me.
Get it.
Listen to me.
Okay.
I owe you $40.
For what? Oh, yeah.
For those books the other day.
That's true. And the GB game, too.
What do you mean the GB game?
I took you to two games, the playoff games.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So what are we going to...
Let's... Okay. Todd?
Okay.
Okay. Todd.
Yeah.
If I said, hey, Todd, you want to go to a game tomorrow night? I get season tickets. Then you said, yeah. Would I expect you to pay?
John, I no. John, that is a true statement.
If you invite somebody to something
and you say,
you expect them to pay.
Okay, John, Todd, wait. Hear the whole story.
All right.
I have season tickets to the WGB men's basketball game. I said to Johnny, you want to go? Yeah. You want to go to another game? Yeah. Well, then the playoff games come. That's not included in your season tickets. So you got to pay for your, you got to buy them. They're like $25 each. And he said, yeah, I'll go. I said, it's the women's and the men's. Yeah, yeah, I'll go. So that, okay, if you made that assumption, then that's it, I'll eat it. But I just, okay, no.
Todd.
John, I thought you
please
said.
Please step in.
John, you were sitting next to me and you said, what do I owe you for these tickets? I said, I don't know how much they
were. Well, I said that as a courtesy and I expected you to say, oh, nothing.
I didn't say that, though. I said, I don't know. I don't, I used
if to. If I expected you, if I expected you
they have my credit.
To ask me to pay, I wouldn't have asked.
Okay.
Todd.
All right.
Step in, please. Etiquette. You're the voice of reason, Todd.
You are.
Both of us are not reasonable men. Right.
So, Jim, I don't want to decide against you here, but I have to say that if somebody invited me, I would assume that they were going to. And if I said, how much do I owe you for the tickets, and you don't give me a price, even if you just say, oh, I don't know what they are.
I said, I don't know. They,
okay,
I just, they
but when you
card.
Say that to me, that's basically saying, don't worry about it.
Thank you, Todd.
Okay.
You don't invite somebody to something and then ask them to pay. You would say, hey, I'm buying some tickets. Would you like to buy one? But if you say, would you like to come to the game, you don't expect them to pay.
Okay. Now, on another note, Jim has paid for breakfast for me, so I remember that, and several drinks. So I can't complain because he's always taking
you
care of me.
You have never bought me a drink. Jeez, you have never bought me a drink.
All right, let's go. So, all right.
It was you bought me breakfast one time, and I ordered the wrong thing. I got sick. Remember that?
That is true. That is true. But you're the most expensive thing, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. We'll be back.
This week's getting off to a great start.
Brittany's coming on. She'll get us settled down.
All right. Back after this.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor getting it started here, coming off an absolutely gorgeous weekend. It's a beautiful start to the week. And we've got Brittany Merlot, who's been blowing us off for almost like a month.
I know, right?
Now.
Right, that hurts.
Mayor's like, hey, we're at Brittany coming on. Oh, we don't. No, no, she says no.
I'm trying to get her on. No,
hey,
she's busy.
Hey, we got Brittany coming on to talk about the eclipse, right? No, she says
no. She's not. She's got other stuff to do.
She's out motor...
So, Brittany,
biking.
Where
you
been?
I can see you the kind of person. Do you have an engine on your bike?
I do not.
Like an e-bike?
That would be fun, e-bike, though. Yeah. That would be really fun.
Yeah.
I can see you doing that. Going up Rib Mountain.
That would be a fun video. Maybe I'll just try it.
Okay. Yeah. How you doing, Brittany? Yeah. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I am fantastic. How are you guys?
Good. Really good. We missed you, though.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We're having fun.
I miss you, too.
We always
Oh, you guys are my favorite.
Starting off our week with you. We missed you for the eclipse. What did you do for the eclipse?
You know, I went down to Illinois. I tried to get as close as I could to totality and kind of spent it on the golf course, to be honest with you. So the whole experience I got to see and darkening and people reacting and the animals reacting and... It was something else. What did you guys do?
I slept through it.
John's, yes.
I prepared. Like, I turned the little thing on my blinds on my door or my outside door thing so that I could tell when it was getting dark. And I was like working on my computer doing some stuff. And it's like, as soon as I see it getting dark, I'm going to go out and I'm going to watch this. And I had a special thing set up to watch it. With my fingers, where I put them like this.
Yeah, that's
really close together.
I said, John, you got to get those glasses. They're free because it's like 99 cents. That's crazy. Whatever. So I said, well, they're free at the library, which is like two blocks from where he lives. But he said he's just going to like peek like he did when you were a little kid cheating on a test.
Through my fingers.
Through his fingers. So anyway.
Oh my gosh, but you wouldn't see anything.
Exactly. He doesn't understand that. So I, of course, went and got the glasses. But it wasn't, we didn't have a...
We didn't have much. It didn't get dark at all.
Well, no, not even that, though. Even to watch it, though, through the glasses, you know, we were maybe 3/4, maybe.
Sure. It wasn't as spectacular, right?
No. Yeah. I was expecting to get dark, like, you know what movie it was? It was The Ten Commandments. I think that's the one where the guy got blinded, at St. Paul and everything.
Yes. No, he didn't. But, okay.
He did, Jim. So, okay. It's in the book.
Well, it's in the movie.
It's also in the book.
All right.
If you read the book.
What book? Not the Bible.
Yeah, the Bible.
I don't think so.
Do you know how many times I've read that?
Yeah.
How many?
John, how many? Jen, okay. How many books are in the Bible?
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
72. Okay. So,
are there really?
Brittany,
72 separate books? What do you mean?
Well, you know,
they all tell the same story?
No. Well, that's how many, you know, the Bible wasn't like written by one person, King James or anything.
Who wrote it?
It's a combination. It's an accumulation of different writings and things.
And now, know your Bible.
That would be a pretty boring show on this
show. Every Monday morning, 6:37, Live on the Mayor.
Know your
Bible.
People would just be lined up.
Absolutely.
Hey, wait, Brittany, did you see the whole thing? Did it get in front of the sun? Was it dark?
It got, like, how do I explain it?
Dusk.
Almost like a dusk dark, yeah. Kind of. Yeah, definitely was not pitch black, nothing like that. But I was not in the complete totality. I had to go another 3 hours south to do so, and I decided to avoid the traffic once I listened to the news and heard all of that craziness. I decided just to stay put where I was by family. But it was something else.
It was
else.
That crazy, though, for people, huh?
Oh, man, it was nuts. Yeah. My daughter in New York said it got pretty dark, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I think next time I'm absolutely going to go to that path. I want to experience that. And
well, John and I,
difference between your daughter and my daughter?
We're
my daughter's like, Dad, I was working. I don't know. I was working. All right.
Who cares,
Lindsay,
right?
It's like, Lindsay, hey, how was it for the, man, you had an earthquake the other day. She's like, yeah. It's just like things shook a little bit. Okay. Then it's like, hey, Lindsay, you had the eclipse. Hey. How was that? Dad, I was working.
Right.
She'll get it one day. Yeah. One day.
And my daughter's a writer, so she gets into every little detail. So yeah, that's true. That's the difference. Oh. They're both like doing really well out there, but just totally different things. But yeah, she said it was awesome that it got dark. It was very cool.
What gets you excited?
Weather-wise?
Yeah. I mean, obviously the eclipse this is your thing. This is your wheelhouse.
Yes, it is. I would say any sort of extreme or rare event. So the eclipse definitely fell into that. You know, tornadoes are something for me that really gets me excited, but scared and going. But I also like negative temperatures, those cold snaps.
So the extreme type things, huh?
The extremes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You weather guys are
bouncing. You know what you should be?
Ooh.
Ginger Zizi?
Ginger Z?
Yeah.
Yes, I love her.
Oh, I love her.
Basically twins. We're twins.
Oh, my God. I love her. You ever watch her?
No, she's...
Ginger Z?
She's very transparent and real. And,
yeah, mm-hmm. She's with...
Good Morning America, isn't it?
Yeah. What's his name? Marciano? The Italian guy who goes all over, and then she's in some places. And oh, I love her. She's fantastic.
Rocky Marciano.
If I could have her job, I would.
Oh, Rob Marciano.
Rob,
right?
I'm not sure.
Is that who it is, Brittany? Rob Marciano?
It sounds right, but I'm not 100% on that.
Okay. Sounds like we got a Cat 5 moving in here to South Carolina.
Oh,
this week.
Yeah. We got
that is him.
Yes,
you're right.
That is.
Yep.
Okay. Yes. That, I know who that is. So we got a couple of those here in Green Bay, too.
Oh,
They love weather. Then
oh, my
it's,
God. It's okay to love weather.
No, bad weather. They like theatrical, that's the way they are. They're like, we got weather. It's like, well, yeah, we have weather every day, you know? And they get all excited. These big
guys, a little overweight,
they're bouncing off
the
walls.
Oh, my God!
But I don't know, John, I'm not picking
terrible.
Anybody. I'm not picking
I'm
anybody.
I'm totally, completely, I 100% disagree with this. 100%.
They get so... And
oh,
then,
really? Because you don't get excited when there's an election
not,
for the new dog catcher, right?
Well,
we got election night. Get to the polls. We got a new meter readers up for election.
But boy, you got this little news and then 12
Stop
minutes
it.
Of weather.
Stop. All right,
then
Stop.
2 minutes of sports.
Brittany, I respect the heck out of what you people
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I love what you do, Brittany, too.
Yes.
She's more concise. Yeah.
Thank you.
And she's more concise and to the point.
So much fun.
Brittany, what did you think of the movie Twister? That was actually on the other night on some cable station.
Oh, I love that movie. It's
Me
my
too.
Favorite. I mean, it's got, some Hollywood stretching going on, but still one of my favorites. I cannot wait for Twisters.
What's the closest you've ever come to an actual tornado?
Oh, I was stuck between a hail core where there was softball sized hail and the actual tornado, which ended up being an EF4 tornado. It was in South Dakota and I was about a half a mile away from it. It was not a good situation. Our radar went out. This is a storm chasing class, actually, where we go out and learn about tornado genesis. So there was about 12 people in each van, and we were stuck there without radar. We kind of stayed put, and we were safe, but the winds were going sideways. The grass was, in a sense, almost ripping out of the ground, and our van kind of skidded across the road just a little bit. I put my seatbelt on. I was like, I don't know what to do. This is it. It was not. It was good. We were good.
Wow.
Too close.
We had a guy out about a week ago. It was the emergency day, emergency awareness day.
Well, siren day.
Siren day and everything. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I said, be honest with you, man. I said, if you're driving around a tornado, is it better to stay in your car and keep moving or to go lie in a ditch? And
what
did he say? He said, never try to outrun a tornado. You never will do it. So
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said lying in it, if you can get a low lying area, that's the best thing to do. And another thing we talked about, if somebody's on a motorcycle or even just biking, you always see them under the overpasses.
Yeah.
And he said, those are bad places to be.
You can say 100% right on that. I'm going to agree with him on that one. Do not go under the overpass. I think there was an old school video back in the 90s of someone who did this and a little miniature tornado kind of went by. And then everyone seemed to think that was the safe place to go, and it's not, because if you think about it, it's a wind tunnel. It's going to, in a sense, have more pressure and sucking and pull you out, and not to mention if it collapses.
Yeah, that's what he said too.
Your fault. What? That you just put yourself in the worst possible spot. But I will say that you can outrun a tornado, but the traffic, right? That's the thing. Are you taking the right directions? Are you going to be stuck in traffic? Are you going to go the right way? Is everybody else out running the tornado? So technically you can, but if you're in a last minute situation, it's right there on you. You're probably not going to be able to see how, when a tornado comes at you, it looks like a big rain cloud in a sense, and you don't realize it's moving at you. It's just getting closer and bigger and faster, right? So you should probably just get out and lay in a ditch at that point. But if you're far enough away, you can outrun it.
I don't know about the ditch thing, because don't a lot of people that don't make it through a tornado get hit by flying debris? And don't you think it's a little safer in the car or no? I just think you got at least a little protection, whereas in a ditch, man,
right,
all you need is one telephone pole to come at you and or anything.
You think, but I've heard a lot of tragedies of people getting sucked out of the car.
Really?
With the seatbelt on. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So, sucked out of their car with a seatbelt on?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Tornadoes are scary, scary beasts. They really are.
How about it, everybody?
Because, the other night, a couple of weeks
Let's
ago,
eat.
Or like a week or so
Let's
ago,
eat.
A week or so ago, I was right here. I was literally 5 steps away from where I'm sitting right now on the sidewalk. And it was the night of the Trump thing. And the winds were so bad that night that I saw a lady get knocked down by the wind. And they were saying it was like 40 to 50 mile an hour winds that night. So, I physically saw someone get knocked down by the wind. How strong are tornado winds?
Oh, gosh. Well, that's the whole difference in the different ratings that they have. But at least around 100 to 130.
So you can't fight it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's game over.
You're in a ditch. What's happening to you?
And then the guy was telling us about getting into the safest place in your home. And I said,
we said the more walls, the better. Obviously.
Right. The more walls, the better. The lower, the better. And I said to John, well, you got to go down to the cellar. And he looks over like, what? Because I haven't heard that in 50 years.
Where's Ma? She's down in the cellar getting a jar of peaches. She's been down there a couple of days, Pa. Oh,
anyway,
she'll be back.
But what my point
don't
was.
Don't go down into the cellar, kids. Ma's down there.
It was.
Ma lives in the cellar.
It was an internal room as low as possible. That was his advice, which is good advice.
Where did you grow up, Brittany? What was your hometown?
I grew up in a suburb of Chicago. It was like a southwest suburb, Naperville, Downers Grove area.
Oh, Naperville.
That's pretty hoity-toity out there.
Yeah, big time hoity-toity.
Average incomes are pretty high in Naperville. Yeah. What'd your dad do? No, don't tell me.
What'd your dad do? He was in business somehow. He was white collar.
Like,
let me ask you this, Brittany. Did your dad take a shower before work or after work?
Right. That's the key.
That's a good one. Yeah, I like that. That is hysterical.
That's the truth.
It'll tell you the truth, right?
My dad took a shower after work. What did yours do?
Right.
Exactly. Honestly, after work.
Oh, really? What did he do?
Actually, blue collar. He worked for Pepsi.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh.
But that is
nothing too extravagant.
But Naperville's pretty good living.
It is. It's very nice.
Naperville has turned out a lot of great athletes.
Oh, yes, they have.
There's a lot of quarterbacks that came out of Naperville. Do you know that? I could go on and on about all the quarterbacks that came out of Naperville.
Name one that I would know.
Sean Payton.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
you know Sean Payton?
I don't.
Head coach of the Denver Broncos?
Well, he was with Saints forever, right?
Yeah, he's with the Saints forever.
That guy's from Naperville?
Yes.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of quarterbacks that came out of Naperville. Yes. So there you go.
So, hey, Brittany,
This is Brittany Merlot, our very special guest every Monday morning, right, except for the time she blows us off,
which has
been 3 weeks
more
now.
More often than not.
Right, absolutely. And I don't blame her.
I'm back, you guys.
It's great to have you back, Brittany.
Brittany, we have some bad weather coming up, don't we? I mean,
yes, we do. It's pretty interesting. So we're going to see some heavy rain headed our way by tomorrow night, and we could see some strong thunderstorms in there too, which, speaking of that wind, could be gusting up there, knocking out power again. And
Brittany, I think you and I have the same dream in a certain way.
Yes? What do you got?
Jim, can I just talk?
Okay. It's 6:48 in the morning, but go ahead. What's the dream?
I would love to spend like a weekend in a lighthouse during horrific weather.
Yes.
Wouldn't you?
Be so much fun. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's my dream.
See those waves.
Yes.
You could walk the storm over the lake or something. Oh, goodness.
Yes. There's a lighthouse out in Lake Superior. Like, was it 20 miles out, Todd? 30 miles out?
Something like that.
And it's like Coast Guard guys used to go insane because they were so desolated out there. And that's all they had was this unbelievable waves coming over them all the time. Wouldn't that be fun?
I have the chills. Yes, it would be.
Yes. All right.
We're going. Let's go.
We're doing this. You're coming, Jim. Milton is coming, too.
I'll be the guy here taking the reports.
Milton will be hiding under the table.
He would not like that. No, ain't going to happen.
We're on this, Brittany. Thank you, Brittany. You're the best. Love you.
You are, too.
Have a good week.
Love
Thanks, Brittany.
Take care. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
And where do we go from here? Which is the way that's clear? Still looking for that
blue jean, baby queen, prettiest girl I've ever seen.
What? Why are we playing that?
Jimmy Dean.
Because it's a good song.
Yeah,
Jimmy Dean.
Because Brittany was just on.
James Dean.
Yes.
1974?
I'm going to look it up here.
I say 74. 1974. Loved that song.
Yes.
Yeah, spring of 74. Like, right around now, 1974.
Let me see what we got. Ooh. Recorded 1973.
73.
Released November 1973. Probably was a hit in 74.
Though. Right about now, 74. Right. Spring of 74.
Right, because it was released in November.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Good.
Great song. Cool. Great era. Wasn't that a great era?
Yeah.
That was a fun era to grow up in, man.
Yeah, we're sophomores, juniors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned something over the weekend I did not know. So, top 40, right? Why are there 40 records in the top 40? Here's the real reason. Do you know?
No, John? No idea.
I found out over the weekend is because in the 50s and 60s, jukeboxes held 40 records.
Ah.
So 40 songs. That's where the top 40 came into play.
Did not know that.
And that makes total sense.
That does. That's like kind of like our thing we were talking about, how things got their names. I would love to. I've always, all my life, I've wanted a jukebox in my house.
I think, it might probably be expensive now, but man, there used to be a plethora of them, but yeah.
Do they still have jukeboxes in bars?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think, Todd, do they still have jukeboxes?
They do, but they're different. They hang on the wall and they play just digital audio.
Okay. I mean, you still put in a quarter?
No, you can do it from your phone, you know.
Oh, geez. Yeah, no.
So you can get free music in Bart? Like,
it's not free.
Oh, it's not? Oh, okay.
You got to pay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to all the jukeboxes in the world? I would love to have a jukebox. Does anybody out there have a jukebox I could buy?
Well, then you got to buy all the 45s, though, to put in there.
I can get those.
Okay. Well, that's true. You said you have a source.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. All right.
You know what I do have?
Call
that's pretty
joke
cool.
Joke picker guys. Yeah, you like.
You know what? I'm gonna ignore. Okay, it's getting off to a rough start this week. I can just tell.
Yep.
He's in one of those moods, so I'm gonna be oblivious to 90% of his little quips. Okay. I'm just gonna ignore his slings and arrows.
I'm trying to help.
No, you're okay, not. Yeah, no, you're right, not trying ahead. To help. You know what I do have from the 40s? A slot machine.
Oh, that's cool.
I've got a slot machine from like the 40s.
With the cherries on?
Yes.
Yeah, those are awesome. My dad had one of those. Was it quarters or nickels?
Dimes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, yes. Those are very, very popular.
I've got one.
Those are fun. That's cool.
You don't buy it?
No.
I'll sell it to you. $1,000.
I don't know.
$1,000. It's worth $1,500. I will sell my jukebox. I mean, my slot machine for $1,000.
Does it work?
Yeah, it works.
And is it like? Is it shiny? Does it look good?
It's beautiful.
Chrome is shiny.
Beautiful.
Handle shiny.
Yeah. $1,000.
Where do the two of you keep all this stuff? Because both of you have a lot of stuff that you have.
Well, I don't have a 4-story house and a 3-story.
That's why I'm wondering.
Garage. You
know.
And a 2-story garage. I don't have that.
I just want to say I got rid of a ton of stuff like 4 years ago. If you have a lot of stuff that's good stuff and they'll come and pick it up like Goodwill or what's that other place? Not Goodwill. Whatever. Or if you have like tools and stuff, they come and pick it up. So, and I had all my kids' stuff that, you know, they had all moved out. So took pictures and sent it and they came and picked it up. So I purged, I don't know, just a ton of stuff. So I don't have as much as you because I got rid of
a lot of stuff too over the years.
But you have storage on your property, right?
Well, I rent it, which isn't cheap. That would be the great. That's what I want to do for my next job is own a storage facility. Is that the greatest job in the world?
Well, here
you build some things, and people give you money, and you don't do anything.
Yeah, well, unless you get climate control, that's expensive.
Well, I'm not going to do climate control.
Okay, yeah, that and everybody in the Midwest, because you know we have the four seasons. There's stuff that people store, but yeah, there's a need for storage now that people are moving to apartments. They don't have the.
Let's go to business together.
No.
Storage units. Yeah, mine and the mayor storage units.
That wouldn't be
a bad thing.
No, that's not a bad thing.
Todd, you in on this?
Doorbell's ringing. That is not a bad thing.
Okay, I got some text here. My cousin's bar, the Steel Wheel in Namur, just south of Brussels, still has a 45 jukebox. Thank you, Tori. Another one here. I'm looking for a jukebox, too. I have over 500 45 singles from my parents. They owned a bar in the 60s and 70s.
Now you got to find a jukebox.
You got to find a jukebox.
Them. That's
absolutely.
Very cool.
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
That will be fun. You put that down in, I don't know, they call them
jukebox.
Where?
No, if I had a jukebox and my slot machine.
Oh, man. Yes.
Okay. Perfect bar.
That's a winning combination.
Perfect. Who wants to buy my jukebox?
Pool table.
I mean, my slot machine. $1,000. It's really cool.
Don't, John, you're going to be getting off the grid in probably 2 or 3, 4 years. Keep all that stuff and then build, you know, you're going to have your place, but then have your... I don't like that. I think that man cave's a weird term. I do too.
I don't like that term.
Me either.
I don't like that term, man cave. I don't like that.
Just your party area, your rec room, your place, your hangout, whatever it is. But a jukebox, slot machine, pool table, and a bar?
Oh, you know what I would take?
That'd be cool. With a tap beer, you got to get a tap on there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, let me tell you something, though, that I would take over a pool table.
Foosball?
I hate foosball. I'm terrible in foosball.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
That's the one sport that has defeated me as a human being.
Yeah,
I'm terrible in foosball.
Yeah.
No. I would love more than anything in this world.
Ping pong.
No. No. A bowling machine with the real, like, wooden balls and the real, the pins. You know what I mean?
No, I didn't even know they made those.
They got it. I remember there's a bar in Francis Creek. I think that still has one. I think it's Bully's Bar in Francis Creek. They still got one. Somebody told me that recently.
No, I think you're
right. I love those old bowling machines. Todd, you know the kind I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
Oh, I'd give anything for one of them. Anything. That's my dream, is to have a bowling machine in my house.
Are we on the same thing? Is that where you roll the ball up?
Yeah.
And it goes into the like the bullseye? Is that what
No, that's Skeeter Ball.
Okay.
That's was it Papa Joe's Pizza or something down the road here?
You roll the ball and it goes into like a...
No, you roll it, there's pins. You hit the pins. It's bowling.
Really?
It's bowling.
How long is the lane the same?
5 feet maybe. 6 feet.
I don't think I've...
My God. How could you not have seen them? You don't know a bowling... You've never been in a bar that had a bowling machine?
I think the one I was thinking of was different. I'll look it up.
Todd, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't think he does either.
The bowling machine?
Yeah.
Where you slide the thing?
No. It had the actual balls.
There you go.
No. Well, there's two types. Those were the more modern ones where you slide the puck.
Yeah.
This is where you had
Nugani
the actual ball.
Nugani exclusive. I got to look that up. Okay, we'll look at train break.
Are you serious? You've never been in a bar that had a bowling machine?
Jenny's
somebody out
in.
There, please. I will give you a prize package if you could tell me someplace in the area that still has a bowling machine.
Fitting, we're going to be talking trash bash in just a little
please
while.
Please let me know if you know of a place. I will go. You know what? When we do our small town tour, we're going there.
Cool.
We're doing that. Our first
Tuesday
place
travel.
Is someplace with a bowling machine.
Awesome. All right. I'll drive.
And we're going to bowl for $100 a game.
I'll drive.
We can set a quick break back.